Back in January, State Representative Vince Leach asked Attorney General Mark Brnovich to look into the city of Tempe's giblet deals. Those are incentive programs run by city governments to lease land to developers and businesses in exchange for lower property taxes. In a petition for special action, Brnovich agreed, saying the deals unfairly shift the tax burden to other hardworking taxpayers. The city of Tempe has always maintained these real estate offerings were not sweetheart deals or loopholes, but, quote, development incentive tools allowed by Arizona state law. Yesterday, the two parties announced a settlement, and Mike Sunnix of the Phoenix Business Journal is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can you start by reminding us what this was all about? Why does the AG call these illegal tax loopholes?
Well, the legislature, led by folks like Vince Leach, who's a conservative Republican, kind of looks skeptically on these giblet deals. They don't like them. They see them as essentially corporate welfare for developers. And so they've tweaked these giblet tax codes over the years. They've done it the past few years. And they went after Tempe over a couple projects. The one that kind of popped was a development on Fountainhead Parkway, if people know the East Valley. And Tempe tried to grandfather that in to one of the changes, and Brnovich and Leach said no, they think it's illegal under state tax code, and so they petitioned the courts, and the Supreme Court was going to take this case before this settlement kind of came through this week.
So tell us the details of this settlement. What have they agreed to?
Tempe basically will have to redo some of these deals. They kind of agreed with Brnovich to back off the grandfathered ones. These are deals that they tried to do on a 2010 tax rate, mm-hmm. and terms that the legislature changed, and a number of cities have tried to do this over the years. The state will make changes, and they'll try to figure out which deals they can grandfather in because maybe they've approved them already or they've been working on them. And so Tempe will have to back off that one. And it looks like they're going to have to recraft some of their other giblet deals, including maybe one for an apartment tower downtown Tempe off Mill Avenue, where there's a Whole Foods going in. A lot of people know that, mm-hmm. that project because of Whole Foods. So they're probably going to have to, maybe look at redoing some of these things. And it's kind of a win for, obviously, Brnovich and folks on the conservative side of this issue that don't like these things. But the cities will point out that we don't have tax increment financing in Arizona. We're the only state that doesn't have that. And these giblet deals are one of the only ways for us to attract developments and jobs and businesses and kind of be able to encourage these things to happen. And sometimes they'll argue that they wouldn't happen without these things.
Yeah, yeah. So where does this leave cities in terms of what development tools they have left in that toolbox? I've heard it referred to that way before.
Yeah, they made some changes this year at the legislature related to giblets and where the cities like Mesa and Tempe can craft these deals. What is a redevelopment zone? What's a downtown? Because that's what these things are designed for, is to bring development and businesses and jobs to downtown areas, to areas that need economic development and some help. And so they made some changes there. This is an issue that the legislature, especially Republicans down there that run the show, can make a lot of hay off of. It doesn't look, once the light is shined on these things, people start questioning, well, why are you giving developer A tax break when the property owner next to them owns their own land and pays a higher property tax rate? So on its face, the cities are always having to explain why these things work. And so this issue isn't going to go away. I don't know if part of the Tempe's motivation in this was, do we really want the Supreme Court delving in this again? Because they've looked at it before.
Right.
And as these things come before courts, and this is, there's more Republicans on that court, do they push back against giblets in general? I think Tempe just wanted to kind of move on from this, and probably I could see them, recrafting some of their giblet deals going forward. These things, they can still do these things. It's just the legislature and things like this kind of inhibit how broad they can be crafted and what kind of tax rates and terms developers and businesses can get these deals.
All right. That's Mike Sunnix with the Phoenix Business Journal. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.